Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he'll be using his visit to the Garma Festival tomorrow to show his support for First Nations people and his desire to achieve practical outcomes on closing the gap indicators. The Garma Festival is Australia's largest Indigenous gathering, held over 4 days in remote northeast Arnhem Land. Constitutional law professor and Cobble Cobble woman Megan Davis was one of the co-chairs of the Uluru Dialogues that led to last year's referendum on an Indigenous voice to Parliament. She told Garma Festival attendees the need for First Nations recognition and representation is urgent, adding that data from the referendum showed most Indigenous Australians had voted yes to a constitutionally enshrined body. Mr. Albanese says he will be taking senior members of his ministry with him to listen to Indigenous leaders.
Education, health, life expectancy, infant mortality, incarceration rates, they shouldn't be determined by someone's origins in this country. And I seek a more reconciled country. I seek a country that brings people together, that requires more work to be done to achieve those practical outcomes and to close the gap.
This week, the Productivity Commission released the first Closing the Gap report since the Voice referendum was defeated. It shows only 5 of the 19 measures monitored are considered on track.